50 years ago, members of the Oregon Centennial Commission reviewed all the ways there were to celebrate their state's 100th birthday. Historical reenactments were held. Some men across the state grew beards in the style of Western settlers. Harry Belafonte and Roy Rogers each performed at the Centennial Exposition in Portland. And the great ad man and radio comedian Stan Freberg, who had never lived in Oregon, heard about the Centennial and pitched his idea.
I suggested that it might be a nice idea if they threw a big birthday party with ice cream and cake and paper hats and noisemakers. Well, I might just as well have saved my breath, because as it turned out, the only noisemaker they were interested in was me.
And that's how Stan Freberg was commissioned to write an original musical, Oregon, Oregon, a Centennial Fable in Three Acts.
Oregon, Oregon, your birthday is here.
Well, talk about making it with ease. It was 150 years ago today that Oregon joined the Union, becoming the 33rd state. Joining us now from Portland is Thomas Lauderdale. Of course, he is the founder and artistic director of Pink Martini, a musical group of some note that happens to be based in Portland. Mr. Lauderdale is a native Oregonian, also on the board of Oregon 150. Mr. Lauderdale, thanks so much for joining us again.
Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Simon.
And you're going to resurrect the Stan Freberg musical?
You know, originally, the gentleman who makes our posters and does all of our graphics, Mike King, discovered one day that Stan Freberg had been commissioned by the Blitz Weinhard Brewing Company to write a 25-minute musical comedy about our state for the centennial celebration. What resulted was this incredible, it's almost like a Music Man or Unsinkable Molly Brown meets the Beaver State. and it's in three acts. They're very short, but the songs are brilliant, and there are a whole bunch of inside jokes along the way. And it was broadcast on radio and released on vinyl. And so when Mike King brought this to my attention, I immediately had to find it and fell in love with it. And pretty soon, I realized, oh, it's going to be the 150-year anniversary of the founding of Oregon in the year 2009. This would be an amazing thing to perform, actually, around the state, and potentially even go back to Mr. Freberg and ask him to write a new act four, which is what we're doing.
Ooh. Well, what can you tell us about the show? I mean, if something as mundane as plot, does it have a plot?
It does have a plot, a very typical plot, in fact, about two explorers named Harry and David.
like the jelly company?
Like the fruit company
in Medford. Company. I think they make jellies too, right?
And jams and jellies and fruit.
Right, okay.
So two explorers pop up in the brush and sing a song about, it's called A Territory's Great, But You Gotta Have a State.
A territory's great, but you gotta have a state. But you gotta have a state, but you gotta have a state. States look good, just like a statehood should. To have a state highway go through, to have a state fair to go to, to have a big rose hoop-dee-doo, you gotta have a state.
And then out pops a witch, who grants them the wish of a state out of a bottle. And they unleash this sort of state before she can warn them that after 100 years, the state must go back into the bottle. And so that's the setup for Act Two.
The then state it jumps has to go back into the bottle.
Yes, after
Ooh.
100 years.
Ooh.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's a little cumbersome, too, I would think, right?
Well, it's all about sound effects.
Back in the bottle, Douglas fir. Back in the bottle, mossy log. And back in the bottle, truck and trailer pulling up to the California Fruit Inspection Station. Oh, draft, he's pulled across the border.
Of course, now this was a radio play, so it's never been staged.
Never been staged. So it's all about the performances, which we're going to debut at the Oregon State Fair. I think it's August 28th.
And sound effects are part of it?
Sound effects are totally part of it.
Hmm. I, having heard lots of Stan Freberg stuff over the years, I think he's one of the funniest men who's ever lived. And that being said, you sometimes have to tell people about him these days.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the sort of modern tragedy, really, isn't it? I've really become aware recently in particular that the world has entirely changed and that people don't necessarily meet anymore. They email or they text. That people actually are isolated even though they're imagining they're participating in the world. And I think that the culture of 1959, which made this possible, which made the Blitz-Weinhardt Brewing Company think to themselves, we're going to commission a musical comedy.
Yeah. We got a winery. Let's put on a musical.
Exactly. I mean, it's just a different era.
Yeah.
And so I think that part of the fabulousness of this project is I appreciate that. And this is an opportunity to not only champion our past, but also Mr. Freeburg and his enormous contribution. And, you know, the challenge is to really write a new act for which is as good as this material, and yet it's got to be a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, we'll look forward to it. Thanks so much, Mr. Lauderdale.
Thank you.
Thomas Lauderdale, of course, he's with the group Pink Martini and a member of Oregon's, I'm going to try and say it now, Sesquicentennial Commission.
Perfect. That's amazing.
You can listen to the entire 1959 version of Oregon, Oregon, as well as a live concert by our friends Pink Martini at npr.org. Hey, are you here? This is the big buildup. That's coming. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.